Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by your CEO of United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. Good stuff coming up for you this hour. Going to get in a little bit of entertainment news, Terry. Want to talk about Vermont State is offering a course on Weird Al Yankovic. I want to talk about that and an 80s tour that you and I have to attend.
All right.
Well, we might want to attend. That's all coming up for you. And of course, we'll have some That Ain't Right stuff. Good stories of the day for you all lined up. But it's a Thursday, and we like to kick the 9 o'clock hour off with our friends over at the Southwood County Humane Society. And we feature our pet of the week. We've been having Tim joining us the last couple of weeks talking about some of the great things over at the Humane Society. Tim's not able to join us this morning. Tim is off doing some great work in our community, doing Meals on Wheels.
Oh, nice.
So this gives me an opportunity to mention our good friends at the ADRCW of Central Wisconsin. Anytime you are looking for a good way to put back into your community, and maybe you don't have a whole lot of time, but you want to do something impactful, I cannot think of many things better than spending time on Meals on Wheels. The ADRC could not be better about working with you and your schedule, finding something that might be nearby, if that's what works best for you. It's such a great use of your time. It's a great way to put back in your community, and you're going to have a great time meeting these people.
Yeah, it's a huge, it's so impactful, you don't even realize. You're doing way more than dropping off a meal and just, you know, connecting with people in our community and making sure that they're all good, right? Sometimes it's the only check-in that they get with somebody during the day. So if you have the time, it's a great opportunity.
Encourage you to reach out to our friends at the ADRC and find out how you can help out and impact your community. Want to thank our sponsor for Pet of the Week, huh? Yeah, we got a sponsor for Pet of the Week. A big shout out to our friends at TJ's Auto and Collision Center. They got trucks, large variety of trucks, from a small SUV to a work truck. We've got them. Stop by today. Drive home with a new truck today. Visit our friends at TJ's Auto and Collision Center, sponsors of our Pet of the Week.
Nice.
That's
you
awesome.
You can put a dog in your truck
after you
buy it.
Now, if you're going to test out these trucks and everything, that might be something you need to do.
Right?
Bring one of these dogs over there, test it out, see what you got. Shout out to our friends over at TJ's. Thanks to them. So Tim sent over some notes. I'm just going to go ahead and read this right verbatim what he sent over. Of course, they just wrapped up the Super Spring Spectacular event last Saturday. It was a huge success. There was a lot of family fun, great prizes, delicious bakery, great foods, all a huge turnout. Thanks to everyone for their support and attendance, as we were able to raise over $11,000 for the shelter.
Nice.
Well done, everybody. This community, man, we step up. That's great. The next fundraiser event will be the 4th annual Riding for Rescues Fun Run, which, while this is not an official Southwood County event, all of the proceeds are donated to them. The event will be held on May 4th at the Junkyard Bar and Grill. Registration's at 8 a.m. This is a day-long event that includes the area ATV, UTV run, meal, entertainment, great time. There will also be raffles and prizes. Mark your calendars and watch for future details. We'll be sure to talk about this as we get closer to May. Due to the large amount of animals, they have a new promotion until the end of March. All adult dogs and cats are now only $75 each. In addition, they have a number of dogs who have been fully sponsored for adoption. First are two former pets of the week, Millie and Miles, the puppies from Texas who were featured at a recent event, and yoga with puppies at Snow Blast and at the Super Spring Spectacular event. For their Pet of the Week, there are other fully sponsored dogs that are the four who we've been talking about, and they've been there for over 200 days, these dogs. We're talking about Gator, Tick, Daisy, and Scarf. And you're going to fall in love with each one of them as you look at them. I did. Every time I pulled up each one of them, and each one of them I fell in love with. All you need to do is go online and fill out an adoption application. Once approved, we can set up an appointment for a meet and greet with you and the dog. And each of them deserves a forever home. You could give one of them that forever home. Employment opportunities. Due to the amount of candidates applying, they have closed the process for an office coordinator. They are hoping to fill the position very soon. That's a real good.
Yeah, that's really good.
That's a really good sign right there. And at this point, And finally, due to the large amount of volunteer applications, they are closing that process as well. So while that might be, if you wanted to apply,
yeah, it might be a little disappointing, but it's great for the organization.
Yeah, that's great that you're getting too many people. That's awesome. The board of directors has also approved a new position position, Director of Operations. The application process for this position will be posted soon. They want to thank you to everyone who has applied, attended their events, donated to the shelter, and supported their mission. Cannot possibly take care of over these 1,000 animals a year without you. And a big thank you to them for the Humane Society doing such vital work in our community.
Yeah, that's great. And thanks to Tim for getting that over to us.
Yeah, I really appreciate all that information, Tim. Thank you so much. You can find out more information by emailing them, swchs at swchs.com. Give them a call, 715-423-0505, or go ahead and check out their website, swchs.com, swchs.com. Like and subscribe to their social media accounts as well. It's a great way to keep up to date on everything they are doing. And listen every Thursday for our Pet of the Week from the Southwood County Humane Society. Again, a huge shout out to our friends at TJ's Auto and Collision Center. They got trucks, man. Check it out. Large variety of trucks. That what you're looking for, an SUV, small truck, something like that. Something that's going to take care of you on these Wisconsin roads. Visit our friends at TJ's Auto and Collision Center. Visit them today and wish them a good day from all of us here at WFHR. That's fun, Terry. That's a really good animals right there.
Yeah, that was great.
Let's go ahead and dive into our we'll get into entertainment in a second here, actually. This is sort of an entertainment story, but this is one that I've been wanting to get into with you. Now, we did talk about this a little bit, but one of our listeners wanted to hear the full conversation. They were not able to hear it, and they wanted to chime in. So I want to remind them, you can call up 715-424-2600, 424-2600. Open this up to the audience. If you are already married, you have to look at this as, okay, you're doing your vows or okay, something like that.
All right.
Along those lines. But really what this is basically asking, would you ever want to get married at a Denny's?
No.
This is the conversation. Did you know you could get married at a Denny's or any of these places? So here's how this happened. Nothing screams romance like build your own Grand Slam breakfast. Like nothing.
That's really
one of the most romantic. No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
But it is all romantic to some. What isn't to some isn't to others. Here are some romantic fast food joints you can get married at.
Denny's?
Yeah, Wendy's. How about Wendy's? Can I interest you in that?
Spicy chicken sandwich, yeah.
The three most important things at a wedding, the bride, the groom, and the Baconator. You need the Baconator. That has to be there. Consider Jessica and Abram Thompson of St. George, Utah. They got married at a local Wendy's in 2018. A USA Today article said, frying the knot.
Oh, my. Cheesy. You know, I'm supposing these aren't first marriages.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a great point.
I think that's a really good point.
Okay.
You're having fun with this where because I think you're right about this. A first marriage, especially a young couple or you know, just a couple that has waited a while to get married, you're probably going to want to do a little pomp and circumstance.
Maybe a little more traditional.
Maybe,
right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But if you're redoing your vows or something and say you met to the Wendy's,
yeah,
or something. Yeah, that's all right. That's fun. Taco Bell. Think about being able to toast with a grande crunch or something like that.
I'm only doing it if the Chihuahua's there.
Oh, yes. There you go. The Chihuahua has to be the ring bearer. Yes. Yes. I like that. Yeah. Bring the Chihuahua back. Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
I'm pretty sure that Chihuahua's been retired. White Castle. Yes. Last couple had an amazing wedding at a White Castle in Scottsdale, Arizona. The groom's two nieces were the flower girls, and they threw dehydrated onion chips in lieu of flowers.
Come on.
How much is this one driving you crazy?
You're kind of making me come out of my skin a little bit.
Randy says we're redoing our vows, but we have to do it at a restaurant, at a fast food place or a restaurant. So that's your only option. You have to choose one. What would you choose?
Okay, that's not how this works.
No, it's not. As I'm saying this, I can't imagine how much he's laughing at the idea of that.
I'm not sure anymore. But I will tell you, okay, along that line, so this was very, for us, non-traditional. So our wedding rehearsal dinner, you know, so like we went to the church and did the rehearsal and everything. And then we actually did that at the bar that we met at.
That's
so we
perfect.
Didn't do like a sit. I mean, they have some seating and they offered like lunch. They did like burgers and that kind of stuff. And they're not around anymore, but it was Buzz's Bar back in the day. And I asked, it was funny. I asked the owner, I'm like, can we do our rehearsal dinner here? He's like, no. But the lady who does the cooking, she's like, yes. And he's like, no, you are not doing that here. I'm like, oh, yeah, I think we are. But I mean, we had a long, you know what yeah, I mean? Like, we were good friends and stuff. And so we did end up doing it there. So that's the only place that I could really think of. But again, it doesn't exist anymore. Oh,
that hit my romantic heart. Yeah. That's
but beautiful. I would not have gotten married there. I mean, you know.
Still a little different. A little different.
Draw a little bit of a line here.
A little bit of a line. I get you. What about a Culver's, though? Culver's.
Culver's might not be bad.
You know, most Culver's, I mean, every Culver's really is not a bad building. You know, they always keep them up nice and everything. Got some space in there.
Are these random things happening in front of other, like, customers? Well, or are you, like, renting the whole place?
I think part of the reason the article came out and the listener wanted to hear more about it is because in the last month or so, there was a story about this couple in New York who wanted to get married at a coffee shop that they met at.
And they just kind of got married in the bathroom?
Yeah, something like that, I think.
That is so weird. Okay, why would you get married? First of all, why would you get married in a bathroom? And second of all, the men's bathroom? Mm, are you kidding?
Mm, yeah. I mean, a unisex bathroom. Come on. No. I think the real catch with this conversation or the article was they didn't talk to the ownership about it.
They just showed up
and there were other customers there trying to do their thing, and that gets a little bit, I don't like that. Now I do, as a foolish romantic, one of the things that I will say is I'm never going to tell anybody how to love. Like I think we see stuff all the time, like the Star Wars wedding, like people get married and one person's dressed as Princess Leia and somebody is Han Solo or whatever. Like, I think it's a little, like, I cringe a little bit at it. right. Luke and Leia.
All right, okay. That's
Which is a whole other storyline in that series that is unquestionable. I think that stuff, when I see that stuff, my first reaction is, oh, that's really sweet. Do I cringe a second later? Yeah, a little bit. But
you know, whatever.
Teach your own.
Everybody should do what's meaningful to them.
Yeah.
However, if I'm just happen to be at Culver's and I'm eating my, my Culver's Deluxe with fries, like, I don't know that I need to be
part of someone's
wedding either. Now,
if I'm going to Culver's...
And I'm not leaving a gift,
by the way. No. Oh, dang sure you ain't getting a gift from me. No, you ain't definitely not. No, I'm laughing at that if that comes up. If I'm going to Culver's and I see a sign up that says, just so you know, you're aware, at 7 o'clock today, we're going to be having a wedding for the Smiths or something like that. Like, that I think is okay.
That's fine.
The idea of just showing up with the party and all that.
And
nah,
I'm not
going
to be there when
right.
it happens.
No,
you know
no,
what I mean?
No.
And I guess the other thing, too, is just, everybody has their own story, right? Like, like maybe you renew your vows where you got engaged.
Yeah.
Or maybe,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Like, stuff like that. So, the romantic part of it, I get. But seriously, getting married in a bathroom at a public place?
Yeah. No, not sure about that one. Let's go ahead and dive into this one, Terry, because we got to make, spring is, of course, coming around, and we've been celebrating that here
at
Civic Media with our Civic Media Ride to Spring Text to Win statewide challenge we have going on, our contest. Be sure to download the Civic Media app, listen for that keyword to text in, and win yourself some cool stuff. And along with that, get ready for a great concert, everyone. This is pretty good. So are you ready for Abducted by the 80s? That is the name of this concert.
Really?
That is not a good name for a concert.
I think it'd be kind of fun.
Oh, you had me at the 80s part, but abducted is not a selling word. That is not a good word nowadays to be just throwing around.
Yeah, okay, fair.
Wang Chung is going on tour with a rotating lineup that includes Men Without Hats, Naked Eyes, and The Motels, and Animotion. Animotion, I think it was called. The tour kicks off in May in Texas and will wrap up in June in Florida. It's a new wave. A new wave fan. There's another tour going on, the Totally Tubular Festival, that includes Modern English, Thomas Dolby, Tom Bailey, the Thompson Twins.
Oh
my God,
yeah,
these names.
I'm more like the first group that you talked about, the Wang Chung group.
Yeah.
But I, a little bit more poppy 80s, that'd be fun.
Yes. I love that. We're seeing more of these where in the 90s, there was a boy band tour that went on with a bunch of the boy bands and stuff.
And that was like...
That was huge.
Insane.
Yeah.
I mean, but
really
think
well.
About it. Everybody who was like a Backstreet Boy, New Kids on the Block, when they first came out, we were in high school, or I was in high school. And so, like, now all these... middle-aged moms are like hitting the concert scene again.
I'm telling you, there there is nothing that we are more in love with right now. And if you are buying stock, buy stock in nostalgia. That is it. We right. love, like, give me more, give me more. We just can't get enough nostalgia these days. And these tours are a big part of that.
And where you know what? And if people want to go and they enjoy it and it's good entertainment, go on it. But yeah, I don't know if I'd. Maybe the abducted thing is a little much.
It's a little much. A little much. And I don't know. The other thing of this, too, is so many of these bands had like one song you knew. And so you hear that.
So it
that
could be a short concert?
Yeah, maybe. Or are you there and you're hearing off of our new album? It's like, oh, boy.
Take your AirPods along with you.
Yeah. Oh,
so you can
no.
listen to something else.
We'd like our fans to follow us on our journey. We're changing things up a little. Okay. All right, boy.
Look, can someone come move me over to the other side?
Would
of
you
the
just
street?
Play Wang Chung tonight. I just want to be able to scream, and everybody have fun tonight.
And just play it twice because we don't want to hear the other
yes,
song.
Yes.
I mean, open and close with it. We're good.
I love that, yes.
Like, why fight it?
And the band, they're a little older, so they forgot they already played
it.
Yeah,
perfect. Even better.
That's good. We'll see you there, everybody. We'll be there. We're going to take a quick time out, check in with our partners. We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR.
Well, why weren't we playing this with the dating outfits?
Oh, right. Oh, you're so right. Yes. How bizarre indeed. Yes, yes. Just have that play in your head as soon as you see that person. Yeah, that's a good one. That's nice. After our news break a little bit later, Terry and I are going to welcome in Daniel Carlson, Nakusa Mero incumbent. Looking forward to talking with Daniel. After that, we're going to get into the percentage of people that are swearing on a regular basis. We're going to touch on that. That's going to be an interesting conversation. But for right now, let's get into some country life. This is an interesting one, Terry, and it's another one of our conversations that we've had some people ask to rehash. The first day of spring is upon us, or the first days of spring, I should say. So congratulations, we finally made it. Here in Wisconsin, we're also going to have a little more winter for you.
I mean,
get
ready.
Have a little winter with your spring. Now, that means that it's time to get out there, go camping, do a lot of those
kind of
things. The spring, it's time of year to get out and camp and have some fun and get out there in the woods. I'm
pack
a city
your long
boy.
Undies, man.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Burr.
I'm just reading the article as it's in front of me here. I don't know
camping.
What I'm saying. It's a fantastic and cheap time to get out and about and everything.
Sure.
A lot of people are looking for things that are like that. And we found a fire starter hack that you might want to know. It's a fantastic and cheap trick for getting your those campfires roaring. This is also super helpful in windy or wetter situations as the fire starter will keep on going despite the tough conditions. All you need is one empty egg carton, 12 of those small tea lights, and a bunch of dryer lint. Like that's what they're saying. And
interesting.
Not only will you be able to start a campfire, but you'll feel like MacGyver. And you know, that's a win-win right there if you've always wanted to feel like MacGyver. The first step is to fill each one of your egg compartments with dryer lint. Next, you take 12 tea lights, remove the wicks, and place the wicks in your lint egg compartment. After that, you put all the tea lights into an old pot and melt them on low. Once melted, very carefully, pour the wax over the dryer lint in the egg carton.
Okay, this is way too
this
much
is taking
work.
Way too much. Nobody's doing this.
I mean,
nobody
unless
is
you're
doing
prepping
this.
Like 400 of them at once. You know what I mean? Like you're prepping them for the whole summer at once.
And, there's even more steps. I don't even know if I should keep going.
Oh yeah, keep going.
Okay.
Do tell.
But before doing that, the egg carton, pouring the wax over. Before you do that, it's recommended to slip some cardboard under the carton as some of the wax will spill out.
Oh.
And now wait for the wax to completely cool and use scissors to cut them into 12 individual fire starters, and you will be amazed at how durable and how long-lasting the initial flame is from just one of these.
Oh, so you're getting 12.
I didn't realize that.
You know,
okay,
that's
that
a little
part's
better.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
If someone in my house melts wax in one of my pans, they probably will die. Just FYI.
Oh, God, I wish the audience could have seen the look on her. I felt...
That's not happening.
I was ready to apologize, and I didn't even do anything.
That's not happening. So I'm not sure where you're getting the pan from, unless you go buy your own. But... it is interesting. You know, you do see at some, different camping stores and stuff, they do have these little wax melts fire starter things. You know, they've got some like shredded paper in them and that kind of thing. This, it is interesting for make your own. However, I will just remind everyone though, right now, if you happen to go camping tomorrow. that we are in high fire danger.
Yes.
Because of no moisture. So don't be having a campfire now.
Now is not a good time for that.
I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of curious about this. I'm definitely not doing it. So if someone out there does it, give us a call next week when I'm here and we'll talk about it. But I mean, I'm definitely not doing that.
But I and I'm with you 100%, 100%. But I would like to try it. I do think it'd be fun. And I got it. I love the life hack stuff. I really do love those kind of things.
I mean, because what do you do with Dryerland?
Yeah, right. I love that. I would love to be able to find uses for things like that. That, you know, we have no use other than to throw out. Anytime you can recycle stuff reuse things, I think it's great.
I get that, but I also have no desire to rehandle the dryer lint. Once I've scooped it out of the thing, I'm good.
I also think there's a line in the sand with a lot of these things, too.
Now, I wonder, if you use, like, dryer sheets, right? So you get a scent with that.
Yeah.
And so I wonder if then your little fire starter smells like your dryer. Is it like April Fresh, like Downy?
Nice. Yeah, I'd like that.
The Axe cologne still come all the way through?
Yes, you're right. But that stuff is incarnate. Like, you can't get rid of that smell. Like, it's everywhere. Once you need to spray it. Journalistically, I should mention, I've never been camping. So I don't really know. Yeah, still haven't been camping. I know in the movies, TV shows, it seems like it either hit or miss if it's hard to start a fire or whatever. So I'm guessing that's how it is in real life. That it's hit or miss. Depends on the conditions of the weather and stuff.
And the wood surface and all of it. So I mean, sometimes, but.
You've been camping a bit. Have you ever had that much of a trouble that you would go through all of this just for,
no, not really.
Yeah.
But I kind of like to play in the fire. Like, I would always build the fire. Like, I like doing that. But at the same time, I mean, yes, sometimes there just is a struggle, or you have, it's wet, or you don't have enough kindling, so you're trying to use paper, and you think you're going to just get by, and then sometimes you're just like, forget it.
Yeah, right.
But for the most part, I think it's okay. But this is intriguing. I don't know. Cool idea.
I think especially if I had the time and everything.
Better than squirting lighter fluid on it.
Yes. We had our good friends, the League of Women Voters, in the other day. And we were discussing their great meet and greet that they have coming up. From our League of Women Voters, want to remind everybody, when it comes to voting in this April election, go through your checklist. Are you registered? What is your registration status? Make sure to get your information on where to register to vote, who is on your ballot. You can find out all this information at the League of Women Voters website, lwvwra.org, lwvwra.org. Keep in mind, you can also find out all the information you need to know at myvote.wi.gov, and join them for their meet and greet tonight at McMillan Memorial Library. They're going to be there from 6 to 8. From 6 to 7, you'll hear from Wisconsin Rapids mayoral candidates and Wisconsin Rapids City Council member candidates for Districts 4 and 8. Then from 7 to 8, Wisconsin Rapids Public School Board candidates, along with the Town of Saratoga Supervisor candidates. This event is co-sponsored by the League of Women Voters and our good friends at McMillan Memorial Library. Big shout out to both of those organizations, who we appreciate very, very much. Again, the April election, April 2nd election coming right up, everybody. We need you informed. We need you out there. We need you voting. And we need you keeping democracy alive and well. Help freedom ring. Let's find out more information. Keep on listening to these great interviews we're having with our candidates. We have a couple more coming up throughout the week. Looking forward to them joining us.
Yeah, get on over to the library. Yeah. Ask some questions.
Yes. Get out there and get informed. And again, myvote.wi.gov is the website, myvote.wi.gov. Terry and I are going to take a quick time out, check in with our local and statewide news and sports. We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. Hit the wrong one. I didn't want that. I wanted this one. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Hope your Thursday is treating you good. Had to remember that it was Thursday and not Friday.
You almost said Friday.
I'm used to you being on Fridays.
I know.
It took me a second there. But yes, we appreciate you joining us. Thanks so much, everybody. Let's talk swearing on the air, because what could go wrong?
I mean, we should. Is there a list? We can alternate.
Yes. I have George Carlin's. No, I'm kidding. Shout out to the greatest comedian ever, George Carlin. We would like to say good morning to the FCC. Good morning, FCC. We appreciate you out there.
To swear you a good morning.
Maybe getting your mouth washed out with soap isn't a huge deterrent to the water. Well, that
or
was,
detergent.
Yeah, I guess either one fits right there. Thank you, dyslexia. To the wonderful world of colorful language, a new poll asked 14,000 people. That is a pretty dang good number. How old they were when they first started swearing on a regular basis. And 10% said that they were dropping profanity by the age of 10. 4% claimed that they were even younger when they were 8, they were doing this.
What?
The most common answer was actually 19% of people saying that they've never fallen into the habit of regularly using bad words. Among people who do admit to using foul language, 18% say that they started between the ages of 14 and 16, 13% say between the ages of 11 and 13, and another 13% say from 17 to 19. And 14% say that they didn't start using profanity regularly until they were 20 or older. Men were more likely than women to admit that they were swearing at a young age. And finally, 48% of people claimed that they were not mimicking their parents because their guardians rarely or never used profanity in front of them.
I believe that.
Now, that part is really interesting to me because so much, whether it's our music.
It's that darn school bus.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, our everything that we first like isn't really our first like. It's something we like that our parents like. Music is probably the best example of
this. That we look up to. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I got to right out the gate, I will admit that my family are on my dad's side. I can be very specific about this. It's a very different sets of family, my mom's side and my dad's side. My dad's side, full Italian. And if you know, have ever met an Italian in your life, I don't believe that we... I don't care. I know it sounds stereotypical and everything, but I've never met an Italian that doesn't have, quote unquote, a colorful language. in my family, swear words were used all the time, like all the time on that side of the family. On my mom's side of the family, exact opposite. I wouldn't say the word dang around my grandmother. Like, even, she's been gone for years, and I still don't feel comfortable saying it and bringing her up in the same sentence. So it was a little different. My sister's first word was the S word, just to give you an example of this and everything. So in the family I grew up in, and in the city, to be honest, it was a little bit different. I imagine out here it was a little different for other kids and stuff. And so for you growing up, you don't have to tell me when you first started using swear words, but when did you first hear to hearing them on a regular basis, or that you knew what those words were?
Yeah, I don't think I think I was pretty old.
Yeah,
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, early teens maybe.
Sure.
But I also think, and I don't know if it was like this for you, but I also think there was a different tolerance or different level of swear words that were allowed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There was absolutely zero, zero F word. Zero.
Yeah.
But you didn't hear it anywhere. Now I hear it all the time.
Yeah.
Randomly hear it. And I can't say I really like it.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and take a call from one of our listeners. Be good. This is a PG show. No, I'm kidding. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning, James. This is Mayor Dan Carlson, City of Nakusa.
Daniel, okay. I wasn't sure if you were going to be able to join us, and I did not know you were going to be joining us on the phone. I apologize, sir. Thank you so much for the time.
That's okay. I must have not set a good reminder for myself.
That's all right. It's the important thing is that you're on the air with us, and I appreciate you being able to make the time. Just got to switch gears a little bit here because I wanted to get my mayoral questions up for you, sir. But we'll remind the audience that we have welcomed here at WFHR for 80-plus years. We have been welcoming on all of our local candidates to have them on for equal amount of time and an equal time of the day. Ask them questions. I will ask a question, let Daniel answer it, and we'll move on. And again, appreciate the time, Daniel. Thank you so much for joining us. Daniel Carlson, Nakusa Merrill incumbent. Daniel, one of the things we've been wanting to do is encourage more and more people to be a part of public service, to run for office. So that's the essence of my first question. How have you enjoyed this experience?
It's been great. I really do love being on the forefront of the goings-on of the city of Nakusa. It's been a great last 6 years being mayor, in addition to I believe it was about 10 years that I was on city council. So I've been involved for a while and would like to continue.
When it comes to the responsibilities of the mayor, Daniel, what do you believe those are?
I think a lot of it is just being, what would you say, probably the contact point for the city, especially for the residents, if they have questions, comments, problems, myself, being being a business owner in Coosa, it's good for me to be available. You know, the position in Coosa is a part-time job, so it it makes it a little bit I want to say difficult, but just being available is probably the biggest thing.
Daniel, what are your goals for office if reelected?
Well, we've got a couple of things that are progressing. Just like to see that that come to pass. You know, we've been working on a development here in Coosa for several years now. We've kind of hit a bit of a roadblock with the economy, but things are moving along. We've also been able to put together a new facility at the Culture Park where the Little League Diamonds are. We're going to have a covered pavilion there with bathrooms and stuff. Will not only benefit the Little League, but it'll be a great facility for the community, you know, for events incorporated with the splash pad. You know, it's going to have a warming kitchen, a covered patio, so that's going to be nice. And we've also been working a little bit on the riverfront. We've secured some funds in the process of adding a handicap accessible fishing pier to the south of the boat landing by the treatment plant. So that'll be a great addition to the recreation for the city.
Danny, if elected, how do you reelected? How do you plan to continue to involve the community in your decision making?
Well, that's probably my main focus. I mentioned that in the Channel 9 interview. Really want people to, you know, take advantage of the fact that, you know, the meetings are obviously regularly scheduled. Want people to engage, you know, with technology, obviously. You can sit at home and Zoom in. Just, you know, if nothing else, just to listen to what's going on. That way just makes everybody more well-informed. You know, if a question does arise, that's, you know, the time to contact your alderman or myself and get those questions answered and participate at your will.
Danielle, our final question for you, and we'll let you get back to your day. Why should voters cast their ballot for you? Any final thoughts?
I feel I've done a good job. We are, like I said, we've, you know, got a lot of things going on. The present council has been great to work with. I think we're all have been fiscally responsible with what we have to work with, and even in those constraints, we've been able to do a lot of good things, and we've set some things in place to kind of continue that philosophy. Like, you know, planning capital purchases well in advance, things like that, so we're not surprised when things go wrong, having, you know, that kind of thing set up. So everybody's been great to work with, and I guess I'd just like to see things moving forward, continuing.
Daniel, again, thank you for the time. Thank you for everything you put into our communities and for going into public service. We appreciate you and wish you well out there.
No, thank you very much.
Thank you. Again, Daniel Carlson, Coosa Merrill incumbent, joining us today on the air. Appreciate Dan from joining us. Find out more information about your ballot at myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov. We'll have more candidates joining us tomorrow, and we have, I believe, one candidate joining us on Monday. I believe that will wrap up our candidate series. A big thank you to all of these great candidates for joining us on these airwaves. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back, and we'll wrap things up in the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Little Kenny Wayne Shepherd play us in. Good guitars right there. Terry, earlier we were discussing
swearing. We've been swearing this whole time.
And we just get it out of our system.
That whole break, we just swore.
It's kind of funny. So in radio history, this is one of those topics you're supposed to stay away from and everything.
Yeah.
But I do think it's kind of fun. And I do think it's quite interesting when you talk about this subject, because I think most people have a barrier. Even your typical quote unquote, you know, old school sailor talk or whatever out there, even they have words that you don't touch. Like in my family, I was joking about how my dad's side of the family is with swear words and everything, and it's very true. But even on that side of the family, there are certain words, and I think you all know the ones I'm talking about, that you do not say.
Well, yeah, I think, and I do think there's just a different tolerance of, you know, there's a few words, like you said, you know, your sister's first word. Like, I think that's a pretty common word in vocabulary now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to hear it from an 8-year-old.
Right.
You know, but I mean, I think that that's fairly common, but yeah, there's definitely some that are off limits.
What I think we really should have been doing this whole time is when our parents were kids, the slang words for cool and all that were very different. When we were kids, very different. Now, very different. We update those words all the time. We don't update swear words.
That is a good point.
We should be updating these things.
I mean, I think it's okay we don't, because how would we keep up?
Well, very true.
You know?
And knowing what is a swear word and what isn't, the FCC likes to know those things, so that would be a little difficult, I imagine. But this is also my point, is because daggummit. Daggummit is fun to say. It feels good. It feels good to say it. Like certain swear words, I think we should bring back. I think we need to rehash some of these and everything.
You know.
There's certain things. Like is that a 10 on the swear kind of? No, of course not. But I feel like that's part of the fun of this. But I also feel like it's noteworthy. It's so easy to say, oh, all swear words are bad. All swear words are dead. And I don't disagree with you on that. But what I do agree with is John Wayne. And when it comes to entertainment, and John Wayne does not get the credit for this, but not only one of our finer actors we've ever produced, but a guy who was really intent on getting real on the screen. He was way ahead of his time on that stuff. So much so that John Wayne had a scene where his foot gets caught in a bear trap. And the line is written for him, gosh darn it. And John Wayne went to the director, went to the writer, and said, no person in history has ever gotten their foot caught in a bear trap, and said, well, gosh dang it, did you look what I just did? No,
oh, fiddlesticks.
They swore.
Yeah.
And he was a very big believer in that. And that's why these words exist. Now, we use them sparingly and time sensitively in the moment,
and
of course.
And considering the audience that you are in front of.
Yes.
Yes.
But, I mean, all things being considered, there is a place and time for them and stuff. Of course, we're going to go to our listeners. We have to. We'll take the chance. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Yes. Euphorisms. God hears them as the real word. So you're not fooling him.
That's
good. That's good. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, that's a good line, sir. It's very true.
Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
That's really about intent, right? Because you might be masking it, like you said, a euphemism. You know, like you're saying it different, but you're still saying, like...
I agree with him.
What you're trying to say is the same. Yeah,
I agree with him.
I agree.
God also made these words too, though. I mean, you know, they come on. I mean, so there's a lot of layers here. There's a lot of layers to it. But I think that the most important part of it, or one of the most important parts of it, is words are important. Words matter. Definitions of words matter. And we need to get back to that in society. We need to all start treating words like we did when we were little kids. Little kids are very literal. I am a metaphor talker. I talk a lot in metaphors, those kind of things. Little kids do not understand me. Like I've got to be very literal with kids.
You have to be.
Funny. Yeah, right. You got to be literal with children. And we need to get back to that. We need to all go back to grade school. We need to all go back to these words meaning what they mean. Because we've lost that. We've lost it, especially in the news. Especially in the news, we have lost that. We need to get back to those things and maybe get back to treating each other with a little bit of class, a little bit of respect. You've got people running for office right now that have no problem throwing swear words into their campaign speeches and all these things. That's somebody that you want talking to your kids. That's somebody you want that you would want watching your kid or raising your kid or anything like that. Like, where is your line on this? Is it just with people in your life, or is it with the people that are, you know, not controlling, but in charge of part of your life when making decisions in these things? Like, I'm throwing these things out there because I think it's all a very interesting part of the conversation when it comes to swear words.
But even think about music lyrics.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
What was explicit? Remember when that first came out? Like, was that like in the late 80s, early 90s? Yeah, you know, like an album would be labeled explicit.
Yeah.
And what was explicit then was like a walk in the park compared to what's explicit now. I mean, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it is. Words are important. Words matter, but words only mean as much as the importance we give to them. So if we want them to mean something, it comes on all of us to get back to the actual definitions of what words are. And now we're going to get out of here and just in case I get in trouble real quick. We made it this far into the segment.
Come on, go out with a bang, man. Wuss. Wuss.
I'll give you my favorite swear word when we come back. No, I'm joking. That is not going to happen. I like my job. We'll be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James with you. Just got a couple of minutes left of show. Want to thank every one of our guests today, our candidates that joined us. Want to thank our friends at the Southwick County Humane Society for being with us today. A lot of fun. And, of course, our friends at the United Way. Thanks so much, Terry, for everything.
We were busy today. Phone calls, busy day. Guests. That was awesome.
Really appreciate that. Want to remind everybody, Civic Media's Ride into Spring Text to Win contest is going on. 4 daily winners we're grabbing. You can receive an overnight getaway at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. All you got to do is keep on listening for your keyword. We're going to give you that keyword at the top of the 7 a.m. hour, the 10 a.m. hour, 1 o'clock, and 3 o'clock. We give you that word. You download the Civic Media app. If you haven't done so already, wherever you get your apps, download it. You text us that keyword, and boom, just like that, you are in on this.
And every hour is a different word.
Yes.
Right? So
yes.
4 hours a day, but each of those four are different. Mm-hmm. So you could qualify 4 times in theory a day.
Yeah. You can get in on this, have some fun. We encourage everybody to do so. Be on listening, not just here at WFHR, but WIRI is doing this as well. So keep up with it, everybody. And a big thank you to everybody who downloaded the Civic Media app. Really appreciate that. It's an awesome app. Encourage you to do it right away. Get that app on your phone. We've got a couple of other local things I want to make sure to remind everybody about. We've touched on this a couple of times, so I'll just give you the details real quick. That today, going on in McMillan Library, you can meet your candidates over there, 6 to 7, Wisconsin Rapids mayoral candidates, along with Wisconsin Rapids City Council member candidates, and then from 7 to 8 tonight, Wisconsin Rapids Public School Board candidates and the Town of Saratoga Supervisor candidates are going to be over there at McMillan Library, again, from 6 to 8 tonight. Big thank you to the League of Women Voters and Nick McMillan Library. Also, want to remind you that our good friend Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor are going to be performing today. Be sure to check out Four on the Floor, 2 to 4 today over at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. Every first and third Thursday of the month, Pete and the gang are over there performing. It's a great show. Check it out at 2651 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
I mean, it's spring. They might be outside.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. They'll be inside today. I don't want to deter anyone from going.
Go check it out. It's a great show. While you're over there, keep in mind the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center has a great exhibit going on. They've got a great little gift shop that you can get local items at.
If you've not been there, check it out.
Yeah, it's a really great
event. There's a lot of great things going on.
I want to remind everybody to get us your egg hunts. We know plenty of egg hunts going on. We want them to let us know so we can bring them up on the air and celebrate these great events like this one right here, the great Easter egg hunt and 5K run walk going on in the Coosa. This is happening this Saturday. The 5K walk run will start at 8 a.m., 10 a.m., the Easter egg hunt over at the Nakusa Community Center. Go join them for that. And Terry, as in our last minutes here, I did want to remind everybody that the United Way has plenty of big things going on. We've got Community Shred Day. Want to get people ready for United Weekend. A lot of good stuff going on.
Yeah, we have a lot. April 10th is Shred Day. That takes place at Prevail Bank starting at 9 a.m. You can bring your sensitive documents to be shredded free of charge. 2 boxes free after that. It's a $5 donation per box. So encourage people to start collecting. You've got a few weeks, right? Mm-hmm. gather up your stuff.
Yeah,
so do that. We are taking teams for United We Can, which will take place at the Rafter game on June 18th. So encourage, you know, civic groups, businesses, organizations to think about being part of our food sculpture contest. Again, this is to draw awareness to hunger in our community. And then the bonus is the food that is collected and then distributed to local food programs. And going on right now, we have My Free Taxes. You can get your taxes done for free. You can learn about all of these events by visiting our website at uwswac.org.
And big thank you, Terry, to you and your whole team over there. We appreciate everything you guys do. We've got some good stuff going on tonight on the radio. It's a ball night. Milwaukee Bucks hosting the Brooklyn Nets, looking to get back in that W column. Hopefully Giannis is going to be there tonight. Looking forward to it. Bucks basketball tonight at 6:30. Before that, though, we got a great midday magazine lined up for you. Lisa Kubis, executive director, and Jilly Alekna, marketing and events coordinator with Visit Rome, going to be with us. Looking forward to that. And then at 3:30, we will check in with Jackie Carantini, UW Extension's own. Looking forward to hanging out with her. It's going to be a great couple of conversations today from 3 to 4. Be sure to join us for that. Tomorrow, great stuff on the radio. Seth and I are going to get you ready for the weekend. We'll not only have our star of the day, of course, El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, and we'll give a chance to get you some free Culvers. We'll be joined by some candidates and plenty more fun. It's going to be a good show. Terry, you have a great day.
You too.
Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.